Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
It's me, Harriet Rose. I almost forgot where the mic was then. I hope you're having a great Thursday. It's a bit dreary outside, so I'm here to brighten up your day today. We've got so many guests. My eyes are hurting. But I'm really excited for today's show because we've got a special Balcony the Band takeover in the second hour where they're going to be bringing in their own special guests. Dylan, Jack Curley and Zach Walters. Hold tight because I think this is going to be a really raucous event. Plus we've got Nia Wynn coming in a minute. My gorgeous pal Emily Burns is going to be in at 4:30 and Charlotte Devaney is back in the studio as well. She's going to be chatting about a little film. We're going to be talking about that a bit later. So hold tight, everybody. Plus, I'm going to kick off the show with a bit of St. John. Now, St. John came in last year. You may remember it because we played the Ratchet Olympics, which was a game that he made up on the spot, which was just where we swore at each other until one person gave up and couldn't think of any more swear words. To be clear about it, I did win the first round, but he did succeed me in the second. I think he's coming back to the UK very soon to do a performance, but this song is all over the radio. Everybody's getting on it. He is smashing it right now. This is Roses. First in 2016, but it's back in the charts because it got a little remix that got released and everybody's all over this, but I'm glad because that boy needs some recognition. He's very, very talented and also very lols. Enjoyed having him in the studio. Hopefully we'll get him back in soon. Now, of course, it was the Brits this week. A very exciting night for many, many artists. So excited for Dave for winning Album of the Year. So fantastic. Really, really gassed for that. And it was such a beautiful performance of Black, so I thought I'd play that today. He was obviously the big winner of the night, and he's only 21. I mean, crazy. Album of the Year. Congratulations to Dave. But it was a big night all round. Stormzy revealed how much he loves Billie Eilish, calling her the GOAT. She performed the new Bond theme tune with exceptionally large nails. I was overwhelmed by the nails because I just don't know how. Sometimes I look at some people's nails and I think, I just don't know how you do it. Because things like picking up stuff, I struggle with my hands as they are, let alone with really long nails. But she managed it. She smashed that night. And it was just a night filled with, it seemed like a night filled with love. It was really nice to watch. So let's listen to Dave. If you haven't, by the way, watched Dave's performance of this, it's so emotional and beautiful and fantastic. I was really, really overwhelmed by it. It was my favourite performance of the night. And obviously Celeste, who's been on the show before, did her performance as well. Absolutely fantastic. She's so amazing. And congratulations to her for her award, of course. We knew she was getting it, but we were talking about her yesterday and we've realised that she's basically like one of the coolest people in the music industry right now. But she doesn't seem to need to try. She just sort of effortlessly does it. It's beautiful. You can listen back to our interview with her from last year on the Fubar Radio website. But in the meantime, let's have a little listen to Black by Dave.
Black is beautiful, black is excellent. Black is pain, black is joy, black is evident. It's working twice as hard as the people you know you're better than. Cause you need to do double what they do so you can level them. Black is so much deeper than just African American. Our heritage been severed, you never got to experiment with family trees. Cause they teach you about famine and greed and show you pictures of our fam on their knees. Tell us we used to be barbaric, we had actual queens. Black is watching child soldiers getting killed by other children, feeling sick like, oh shit, this could have happened to me. Your mummy watching, telling stories about your dad and your niece. The black of the berry, the sweet of the juice. The kid dies, the black of the killer, the sweet of the news. And if he's white, you give him a chance, he's ill and confused. If he's black, he's probably armed, you see him and shoot. Look, black is growing up around the barbershop. Mummy saying stay away from trouble, you're in yard a lot. Studying for ages, appreciating the chance you got. Cause black is in your blood and you ain't even got the heart to stop. Black is stepping in for your mother because your father's gone. And standing by your children when you haven't proven karma wrong. Black is doing all of the above, then going corner shopping. Trying to help a lady cross the road to have a walking off. Black is growing up around your family and making it. Then being forced to leave the place you love because there's hating it. People say you fake the shit, never stayed to change the shit. But black is being jealous, you'd be dead if you had stayed in it. Black is struggling to find your history or trace the shit. You don't know the truth about your race cause they're erasing it. Black has got a sour fucking flavour, here's a taste of it. But black is all I know, there ain't a thing that I would change in it. Look, black ain't just a single fucking colour, man, it shades to it. Her hair's straight and thick, but mine's got waves in it. Black is not divisive, they've been lying and I hate this shit. Black has never been a competition, we all make this shit. Black is deadly, black is when you're freezing in your home and you can't get sleep, but never feeling empty, cause you got 20 cousins in your country living stress-free, walking for their water daughter wrapped inside a bed sheet. Black is distant, it's representing countries that never even existed while your grandmother was living. Black is my Ghanaian brother reading into scriptures, doing research on his lineage, finding out that he's Egyptian. Black is people naming your countries on what they trade most. Coast of Ivory, Gold Coast and the Grain Coast. But most importantly, to show how deep all of this pain goes. West Africa, Benin, they call it Slave Coast. Black is so confusing, cause the culture, they're in love with it. They take our features when they want and have their fun with it. Never seem to help with all the things we know would come with it. Loud in our laughter, silent in our suffering. Black is being strong inside the face of defeat. Poverty made me a beast, I battled the law in the streets. We all struggle, but your struggle ain't a struggle like me. Well, how could it be when your people gave us the odds that we beat? I mean, fucking hell, what about our brothers that are stuck in jail? That could've busted bail, they held a burden, gotta live with it. Black is being guilty until proving that you're innocent. Black is saying free my fucking niggas stuck inside in prison cells. They think it's funny, we ain't got nothing to say to them. Unconditional love is strange to them, it's amazing. And black is like the sweetest fucking flavour, here's a taste of it. But black is all I know, there ain't a thing that I would change in it.
Fubar Radio presents
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
We've got our second guest of the day, and he goes by the name Darren Harriott. It's nice because you do a show in like an arts festival and they're much more forgiving.
Right.
It's arty, ain't it? They're all just like, oh, hello, who's this guy? Let's see what he has to say. Oh, he's from the Midlands and he's black. Oh, this is different. You know, they relax and they, oh, yeah, very nice. But I'm like, hey, what about if I'm in Crawley on a Wednesday? It needs to be a real hit them hard show as opposed to like.
Is that the comedy equivalent of a Stoke on a freezing Tuesday night for football?
I was going to say Stoke in my head, but I realised there's no Stoke dates. But I was literally going to say Stoke on a Tuesday.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, every Wednesday from 4 p.m.
Fubar Radio.
Billie Eilish, No Time to Die. Nia Wynn is in the studio.
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm really well. But You've been in before. This is not your first FUBAR experience.
It's true. It's true. I have been here before.
But now you're going to have the real experience because Michael and Marcel, it's not real with them.
That's a bit savage, isn't it?
I know.
That's a bit mean.
I'm actually really good friends with both of them as well. I love you guys. Tell me how you're doing. Your EP came out yesterday. Very yes. exciting. Love I Can't Ruin. And obviously that the debut track was the title track as well. So you yes. gave us a little tease. But tell me a little bit how you're feeling now it's out. It's out in the world.
I'm feeling really good. I really wanted to release a whole body of work and it's finally kind of happened. And it's got me more inspired to kind of release more stuff now.
That seems yeah. to be the thing,
yeah.
right? When you release music, it's like, oh, I want to immediately release more as soon as it happens. It's quite stressful. It must be quite stressful as an artist.
It is, because like, it took a while to kind of pick the tracks that I wanted to put it on and like make sure it was all cohesive. And then, you know, there's loads of stuff that I want to release that wasn't right for this project. So... yeah, it definitely made me more inspired.
And I had a look at, like, I was having a read about the EP, and you said that it's sort of about that fear that we sometimes feel about being ourselves around other people, which is such an interesting thing, because I think a lot of life is based around people being scared of showing themselves. And
yeah. Yeah.
Not necessarily even the real them, but just parts of them that are a bit vulnerable. Is that kind of, where did that come from for you?
So that was particularly like the title track. That was kind of about when you're first like getting with someone and you're starting to let them see like bits about you, you know, like, and you're a bit worried that those are the bits that they're going to be like, ugh, get away from me, you know?
Honestly, for me, yeah. it seems to be before I even show them those bits. I'm like, I haven't even shown you the bad bits yet, and you're already dumping me.
Oh, man.
Hell.
That's really sad. I'm sure that's not true.
I'm made up of the bad bits.
I'm just...
I am the bad bits. But I know what you mean. It's that weird thing of, like, I mean, in the most, like disgusting way, it's like the burping and the farting, but then in a serious way it's like the emotional things that you're like, oh, I kind of don't want you to know that I'm a bit weird about butter, or like, you know, like, and then it actually gets more serious.
That's
and you
true.
Actually emotionally the things that
yeah then you get into trauma bingo.
Yeah, oh, trauma bingo. I think I live my life playing trauma bingo. Yeah, tell
yeah,
me about
you
that.
Can base a whole radio show on trauma bingo if you want.
I really would love to do that. I wish I'd done that for today, to be honest. So you grew up in a small town in North Wales, right?
Yeah.
What was that like for you? Because I can imagine quite sort of... Well, if it's a small town... I mean, I grew up in a sort of small village as well, and it was quite like... I don't know.
What village are you...
Not in Wales.
Okay.
No, just in the Midlands. But like, it was quite isolating sometimes. I didn't have
for sure.
Before I turned 17 and got a car, it was quite sort of like lonely and stuff. But how did you
Definitely.
Find it?
Very lonely.
Yeah.
Very
in
lonely.
The same boat.
Yeah. Just bringing that trauma bingo back.
Yes.
It was, it's really beautiful when you go back, like the scenery and that, but it was really hard growing up there. I think, because like, I had mental health problems growing up and like I'm queer, those were like, that's like the unlucky combo for growing up there. But, you know, it is what it is.
And as a person with mental health issues and who is queer, what's it like going back? Because you can kind of have those, I mean, I was quite lucky, like my queerness didn't come until later, but I can imagine if I'd experienced it more at school, I would have struggled a lot more.
For sure.
But I can imagine, is it traumatic, or can you take the beauty and kind of just live for that side of it now when you go back?
It's a bit of both, yeah. I think. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's kind of the stuff that always stays with you to some degree. You associate your memories with places, don't you, as soon as like you go there. But yeah, like I wouldn't be like where I am or who I am today if I hadn't gone through those experiences. As crap as that sounds.
Yeah, no, but it's so true. Like, the traumas in life are the things that, I mean, especially for music. I mean, how much did it kind of influence your music and how you write and things like that?
Massively, because I think maybe that I wouldn't have been drawn to music so much had I not been going through those experiences, because that was kind of like my coping mechanism. It still is. That's like massively drew me into music.
And it must kind of, in terms of the musicians that you listened to, did you, Did you listen to more queer artists? Because I don't think I did. I didn't. Don't think I did it deliberately. But then I think back to the time when I was coming out, and I was like, well, I was listening to a lot of people like at that time, Lady Gaga, who was like quite queer and different, and talking about being yourself and stuff. So maybe I did in an unconscious way. But I wonder, did you in a conscious way, or did you kind of like not notice it?
I don't think I did in a conscious way. I don't know whether it's because, like, in the last 5 years in particular, it's been more, like, people have been coming out or being
That's true.
Open about that. She used to watch the fucking L Word, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God, the L Word, though.
Have you seen the new one?
Are you joking? Of course I have.
It's so good, isn't it?
Literally.
It's really good.
It's so good. I've got a guest coming in after you, Emily Burns, who is the reason I was able to watch the L Word.
Oh.
Because she sent it to me, and because I couldn't find it online.
Was it Now TV?
Yeah, no. And I just didn't know where to find it. And she helped me. And I've literally got about four questions to ask her about the L Word.
Amazing.
But what did you think of it?
I really liked it. I thought that there were a lot of fit people. In
yes,
there.
So
I can't believe I'm opening with that because there's like there's so many more important like cultural
wrong.
And political things to mention. But I'm like, yeah, I thought they were really fit. No, it was really good.
It was the first thing I noticed. If it makes you. Yeah.
What, because of the first scene, right?
Yeah.
I think they got a lot of the stuff right that they didn't get before.
It was a lot more major. I think because obviously things are a lot more woke now, but when you look back at the original one, it's like it wasn't that, like, in some respects some of it wasn't that woke, but it was I very much enjoyed it. I mean, that would be the dream. You need to get a track on that, mate.
Next series,
Nia Wynn, fucking getting on that.
If anyone's listening, please.
Put it out to the universe, mate. It's going to happen. I can feel it.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about... Oh, hold on. In May, you're off to support Paul Weller.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about how that came about.
So I've worked with him before.
Sick.
A couple of years ago on a track. He produced one of my singles. And then I opened...
Just as you do.
Yeah. No, I was really lucky to go in the studio with him and, like, I showed him that song and then we got working on that. And then I opened for him, I think it was not last year, but the year before that, in York. So this is kind of,
full circle. Now you're doing a proper, like, that's amazing. How are you feeling? How are you feeling about it?
Excited. Obviously nervous because they're bigger venues than usual. Obviously sold out as well. And it's the first time I've done, like, a tour that's more than 3 dates. So that's a bit nerve-wracking, but, yeah, it'll be really good.
And in terms of, you know, we talk about this. We talk about mental health in the music industry a lot on this show. I think it's a really important thing. And that is something to take into account when you're going on tour, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, that's something you have
to
seriously think about.
For sure, yeah.
You know, make sure the team around you and stuff.
Definitely.
As a musician as well, it's just so important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm lucky that my team are, like, well aware of, like, I guess, like, what goes on for me. And I'm quite good at, like, saying what I need and that, which is good.
It's going to be sick, mate.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What's the kind of, like, Nia Wynn, like, what happens before you go on stage? How do you pump yourself up?
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know, really.
Do you do like vocal warm ups?
I'm starting to do that.
Oh,
I'm starting to do that.
This is a new thing.
Yeah, this is a new thing. I'm trying to be more professional.
Love that.
Yeah, I know. Usually it's just me running around trying to find things that I've
like
left
a microphone.
At home. Yeah, luckily not that. That's next level.
And just go on and shout on the stage.
Yeah. Pretty much. I fell upstairs once, you know.
Great.
Yeah.
But all the best artists fall, trip. Slip over
it's true,
on stage.
It's true. It didn't happen at the Brits the other night, though, did it?
No, it didn't.
No,
but it's happened to Madonna.
Yeah.
It's happened to J-Lo. It's happened to the greats.
And it's happened to Nia Wynn.
And Nia Wynn did it with grace and style.
I really did it. I bollocked my drummer because it was his fault.
I love the idea of you shouting your drummer mid-set.
Oh, yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah. No, I hadn't even gone on. Oh. That was the audience's first impression. It fucking hurt as well.
If anything, though, mate, a good vibe to start the show. Yeah. If unless you're like that kind of pain where you're actually hurting on stage.
No, it was all right.
Well, wear sensible shoes, please, on the Paul Weller tour. When do you kick off? It's in May, isn't it? When does it kick off?
I think it's May the 1st.
Oh, my days. That is so exciting.
Yeah. It's not far now.
That is... No, yeah, it's May the 1st. And the first date is London, from the looks of it.
Oh, no, it's Cambridge.
Oh no, maybe that's... When's London? I'm trying to see.
He hasn't got a London one, actually. He's doing...
It does say London here, though.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Weird. But anyway, there's everywhere. You're everywhere. You're in Margate. Yes, Margate also, great.
Do you know what? I've never been to Margate.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Am I?
It's very queer in Margate.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. Basically, all my lesbian friends live there.
Just everyone's gay there.
Literally, everyone... well...
Margate.
You'll have a great time.
Thank you.
It's going to be sick. Well, good luck with that. Is there anything that Paul has ever said to you that's kind of been that, a good bit of advice that you've kept with you? Because you've obviously met him a few times.
Yes. Yeah. In terms of advice, like...
Wise words of Paul.
I think it was just kind of not to be afraid of, like, trying new things. Because... His career, like, he's done so many different, like,
so
styles.
And, obviously, like, the jam and, like, yeah.
Exactly, and Style Council is so versatile. That was kind of when we were in the studio saying, don't be afraid to, like, try new things. And I think that is a big thing for me because I like experimenting with sound, so...
But it's sometimes hard to do that if you can't pull yourself out of your comfort zone sometimes.
This is true, yeah.
You know?
I don't have a comfort zone. I'm always uncomfortable.
Oh, great. That's perfect, though. Life is about uncomfort zones, right?
Just be uncomfortable all the time.
Yeah, just deeply living my life in a deeply uncomfortable state. I think I do that also.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm deeply uncomfortable all the time, but also making others probably quite deeply uncomfortable as well.
When are you comfortable?
When I'm watching The L Word.
But slightly uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable is not the word, but yeah. Okay, let's have a listen to Love I Can't Ruin. Congratulations on the EP. Everyone
Thank
can go and get
you.
It now on all the streaming sites and everywhere. Came out yesterday. Go and stream this. It's a fucking... I haven't listened to the full EP yet because I didn't realise it had come out. But Love I Can't Ruin is beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
And don't be scared to show those things to people. That's what we're going to learn from this track. Nia, can you introduce it for me?
Yeah, sure. This is Love I Can't Ruin.
So what you saying? I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. How are you?
I'm so good, you know.
Yeah?
I'm actually probably the best I've ever been.
Oh, yeah! That is so lovely to hear.
Yeah,
that
buzzing.
That is so lovely to hear. And I bet you're buzzing because you dropped Hello and you dropped the video yesterday, right?
Yesterday, yeah.
Which I watched today because I'm slow on the uptake. And I was actually at work, so I couldn't watch it. It is amazing.
Thank
you. And it's your concept. You came up with the concept, right?
Yeah.
And the vibe, well, I'll let you tell the story, but the vibe of the music video is sort of like moments in life, but it's kind of in a the setting was so beautiful. Did you do it in front of a green screen or something?
No, we did it in East London studios.
Oh, nice.
Have you been there?
No.
It's so sick. I just like, it was, I walked in, it was like, this is, I'm living my childhood dream right now.
Oh, is it like a playground?
It was just like this huge studio. They set up a... Yeah, so my concept was that I wanted the camera to be constantly moving around.
Yeah, the 360 vibes.
Yeah, to kind of...
All about you, hun. That's what we want. More just Emily Burns.
Just to kind of show and represent the cycle that I was in with this person when I wrote Hello.
Because the subject of Hello is, wowza, can we all relate to this?
Yeah, okay, that's, I'm sorry.
Oh no, 100%. So the vibe of it is the person that when you're trying to get over them, they're like, hi, how are you? Like that exact moment where you wake up and you're like, oh, I finally feel better. And then it's like, boom, back into your DMs.
I know, and they don't even realise sometimes that they're doing it. It's like that they are just blissfully unaware that they're...
Or they are horrible people.
Or that, yes.
But is it bad that I'm also the person that's desperate for that to happen, for the hello.
Oh, you always are. That's yeah. the problem.
And that's the end of the song. Sorry to give it away to everyone.
Yeah, you've ruined it now. Yeah. No one has to listen. giving
but,
it away.
But that is the, like, that's the thing. It's like we all love it. But I do think it is a very relatable song in that sense. But who are all these people that keep doing things to you?
It's tragic, isn't it?
It's really hurting my feelings. But also too much relating to it right now. It's too much.
I need to stop. I think I just need to stop.
No more dating for you, Emily.
No, that's it.
Actually, I feel it's very important for my enjoyment of music for you to carry on getting your heart broken.
All right, just for you, I will go out and get my heart broken.
Put yourself
some more.
Out there, honey.
Yeah.
Get Thanks. It. And then also don't get it. And that's what where we get the songs from.
That's the next song, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, goodbye.
You said you had a really great... goodbye, bitch. You said you had a really great reaction. Tell me a little bit about what the messages and stuff you've been getting, because I know that I saw already on social media people reacting really well.
I know, it's been absolutely nuts. Like, it's probably been the best reaction I've had ever when I've put a song out. And like,
that's so lovely to hear.
Yeah, I feel like there's just loads more people listening, loads more people sharing, people saying that they can really relate and connect to it and have been in that exact position before, which is obviously not nice to hear, but also I'm like, okay, good, it's not just me.
No, and it was weird when I was, because I basically, is it just me? It'd been out for a minute, but I was going through Is It Just Me, and I just listened to it like every day. And I think it's another one of those things that it's like, you just don't know what someone else is thinking. And I think everybody goes, even if you're the person doing the hello, everybody can relate in some way to your songs. And I think, especially obviously the queer community, but like for me, especially like we were just talking about this a minute ago with Nia, it's like though more recently artists are so much more open about talking about things. And like obviously in the video you're with a girl, well, two girls actually, just saying
spoiler
and I think that part of it is it's so personal as well, like to people.
Yeah, I think I've said from day one, like I always want to represent, I always want my music videos to be completely honest. Like my songs are true experiences, they're true stories, so I want,
which we hate for you hun, but we also love.
Thanks. I always want videos to be as true to the story as possible. I had two amazing actresses play my ex.
How weird is that, by the way?
It was very... Do you know what? They made me feel so comfortable.
Did they?
Like, I'm not an actress. I'm not going to lie.
Well, we wouldn't know. Because you were fantastic.
Fine. Thank you. But, I mean, I'm not going to win any Oscars for it. But it was, like, a very fun day. Immediately that we just had a really good vibe, and I also had parents in it.
Yeah, so not your parents, right?
They weren't my parents, which was that was probably the weirdest part. Yeah. It's like sitting down with this kind of guy just holding my hand and rubbing my back and making me soup. I was like, what is going on right now?
Yeah, like, I love that. That was the weirdest part of this video for you, when you had to pretend to date two different girls. You had fake mates, I'm assuming. Are they real mates?
Oh no, they were fake.
Have you got real mates though?
Yeah. I think so. But
it must be a weird, because it was I really enjoyed the video, because it's basically showing you in the moments of what you do when you're having this like horrible situation of missing somebody, wanting to meet somebody new. You surround yourself with your family, your friends, and like a nightclub so that you can meet someone else. But it was really lovely, and I love that you kind of came up with that, and it's kind of like a bit of pride for you, right, to release that and kind of see your idea come to life.
I am super proud of it, and the director Luke Biggins that I worked with, like he just brought the idea to life so well, and it was his idea to go like, let's bring in the worried parents and the consoling friends and like really like make this I guess show every part of what happens after a breakup. Like, it affects so many people in your life.
Oh my God, yes. Everyone hates you. At a certain point, it's like, my mum's just like, please. My mum probably cried more than me in my last breakup.
Yeah, yeah. that's it. So, and it's just like, especially your parents, they're just like, come on, Emily, like, she's seriously no good. Like, she's just
but
no good.
But that doesn't matter.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It makes you want to do it more.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, they're not good enough for you. And it's like, obviously, but I can't, I don't care about that. That's not important in this situation.
My heart? No, I don't care about my heart.
That doesn't matter.
My
they're
mental
really
health? No, I don't care about that.
Amazing. Things are just getting so exciting for you. Gabrielle Aplin tour, like, what on earth? March, and then you've got following that a headline tour.
I know. I'm just on tour for like the next.
But it's. I'm really excited for this because I, as you know, I'm a major fangirl and I love your music and every song you release. I'm like, yes, 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 yes.
Thank you.
And I just feel like this tour is really going to escalate things, and it's and that's really exciting. Obviously, you're going to get in front of Gabrielle's fans, and that'll be really exciting. Are you like, how are you feeling about this sort of pre-tour? Because that's quite a big deal as well, because you're going in front of different fans that are, you know, new to you maybe, or they might be already fans. But how are you feeling ahead of that?
I mean, yeah, I absolutely love Gabrielle Aplin, so I'm just buzzed.
Have you met?
Do you know what the funny thing, right? I supported Gabrielle Aplin about 5 years ago.
Really?
I did like a one-off show. I supported her in Edinburgh and I was like super fangirl. I was like, this is... And when I met her, I was like, oh my God. I was like, it's, she's there. It's Gabrielle Aplin. We kind of followed each other on social media. I messaged her about the tour and said I would love to...
Yes, Emily, it was.
And she was like, oh, that's amazing, like, let me speak to my manager. And then it happened, so it's so sick of her.
Ask
right?
and you shall receive,
right? I was so
but also, babe, that's because she's a fan, it's not because she's just being nice. You get that, right?
I don't know.
No, babe, people don't do it's not. If every artist who got asked to tour, I've asked Gabrielle Aplin if I can tour sport, she turned me down.
It's obviously an honour. And it's going to be an amazing experience. And we're playing Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Crazy.
Like, I've been to that venue so many times and thought, like, I'd love to be on that stage. So to be opening up for her there is going to be mad.
Mad. And then following that, headline tour, where you're playing all over. You're playing Bristol, Manchester, Glasgow, Birmingham, London, Brighton. Wow.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
You're going to have the best few months of your life.
I haven't played before and... Especially the Brighton show. I haven't done a show in Brighton before. The last night.
A Green Door as well. That's great.
Yeah.
That's so going to be really amazing.
Fun. And then London is April 30th
at Dingwalls.
Yeah.
Sick.
I love how we said that in unison.
Dingwalls. Also, it's a really satisfying word.
It really is.
Dingwalls.
Say it again.
Dingwalls. Also, my voice is so low today, Dingwalls. Well, congrats, babe. I can't, you know, there's nothing more I can say. You're fucking smashing it. I'm really proud.
Thank you so much.
But also excited for... Are you working on new music? What are you up to right now?
I am. I've got, like, there is a lot of music coming. And, yeah, there's going to be a few singles coming out over the next few months that I think are just progressively... better. I would say that, but I really think that this is the best music I've written so far.
But I just think your music is so good.
That's very kind.
Honestly, like, I obviously I do this for a job and I listen to so much music, but I listen to your music when I'm not working.
Stop.
I know.
I'm just blushing.
But it's great. It's so great. And I wouldn't say that if I didn't mean it. I genuinely relate to it and I enjoy it. Now, I'm two games for you today.
Oh God! All right.
One of the games is being wrapped up over there, so we're going to play the first one. This is called Emily Burning Questions.
Okay.
And basically,
I like it.
It's just a list of quick fire questions that you have to answer with the first thing that comes into your head.
I'm so bad at this.
But also, none of them relate to you. Like, there's just completely bizarre questions. You
okay,
ready?
Okay. Perfect.
Except this first one definitely relates to you, for the fact that what we bonded over the last month. Are you ready for these questions?
I'm so ready. Let's do it.
Who's your favourite character in The L Word?
Danny.
What is your favourite word beginning with L?
Lesbian.
What? What is the last thing you set on fire?
A candle.
Oh, you can't set a candle on fire, can
you?
Yeah,
you can. The wick. Okay, the wick.
Okay, what is your favourite swear word?
Oh my God, I nearly went for it.
You can say it.
I nearly
you
went
for
it.
You can swear on
no,
this.
No, I'm going to say fuck.
Okay, fuck. What is your favourite smell?
Jo Malone pomegranate noir.
Oh, you come through Hello, Emily Burns. What is the first song that comes into your head right now?
Oh my God, I hate myself. Justin Bieber, Yummy.
Oh yes. What is your favourite taste?
Beer.
What was the last? When was the last time you sneezed?
Oh my God, not in a while. Maybe like 3 weeks ago.
Whoa, that's weird.
Honestly.
Do you prefer a bath or a shower?
Shower.
Shower. Oh, that's weird. We're not the same on that point.
Oh, really?
That's it. You're done. Well done.
God, my heart's beating so fast.
Is it? So Yummy by Justin Bieber, babe.
I know. Come on, though. It is.
Mate, I love it.
It is. When I first heard it, I was like, Justin, man, what have you done?
And then, I agree. And then after three listens, I was like, girl, you got that girl.
The head bob as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't dance.
Me neither. So.
No, I think that's a banger. There's no shame in that.
It is. It's an absolute banger. And he's just bloody good, isn't he? Just
maybe that could be your pre-game song that you play before you go on stage.
Yeah. Yeah, I do need to switch that up.
So. Why? What is it at the moment?
At the moment...
Gabrielle Aplin. Yeah. Please change that before you go on tour with her. She might be freaked out.
I actually listen to Sunflower a lot.
Oh, by Post Malone. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's just vibes, isn't it?
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
It's quite a good beat, actually.
You in the...
It's low key, though. It's not like bow, bow, bow.
No, but
bow.
That's what I mean. It gets you in a nice headspace. Like, you're just feeling good.
Yeah.
Happy.
So we're going to play another game now called Harriet's High Fives. Can I have... Oh, it's coming. It's printing right as we speak. So let me tell you a bit about this game.
Yeah.
Before we play it, okay? So on the show, I like to do this with one guest a show, and it's basically five questions that are all about you.
Okay.
And you're gonna be rated out of five, okay? And we've had a lot of people do them. Quite a lot of people have got 4 out of 5, to be fair, including Lily Moore, Craze24, Claudia Kezia, and Lapsley came in last week and she got 3 out of 4, and Ruthann got 3 out of 4. But there's only one person who's got 5 out of 5, and that's Goran. So,
pressure.
Pressure.
All right? I am shaking. I'm nervous.
I know. I'm really putting you through it today, aren't
really,
I?
Really? No one told me about this.
I know, and I do that deliberately because I didn't tell them to tell you.
Thanks so much.
No, you're welcome. She's never going to come on again. I'm now going to play the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire theme because it is... You can't hear it because you... But that's okay. You can just feel the pressure from where you're sitting. Can you feel it?
It's building.
Can you
it's
feel
building inside
it?
Inside me.
Okay. Question one, Emily Burns. Harriet's High Fives. Here we go. What year did you perform on the BBC introducing stage Tea in the Park? And you've got multiple choice. Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Great.
Multiple choice.
Easy.
2013, 2014, 2012. What is the correct answer, Emily Burns, when you performed on the BBC introducing Tea in the Park?
This is terrifying, but I think it was 2013.
Correct.
Yes.
Well done.
Mate,
good star.
I know me
so hard. Okay. What was your first Instagram post? What was your first Instagram picture of? Is it a picture with your friends? Is it a picture of your pink hair? Is it a picture of you as a child? Emily Burns?
Oh, no.
Very important question.
I think, God... I think it's a picture of me with my friends.
Emily Burns smashing it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's two guys, right? Not that you would know. I don't know why you would know that.
I don't know. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, look. I know me.
You know you hard. The funny thing about this game is everybody realises that it's actually quite weird if they win because it's like you just know everything about yourself.
I should start
faking
a bit
it.
More shit.
No,
yeah.
Don't. I would probably get 5 out of 5 if it was about me. What's the name of the person who wrote an article about you called Wants to Watch Emily Burns from the line of bestfit.com? Was it? Yeah, that's the point of this game, mate.
This is hard.
It's not
that's
meant
hard.
To be easy. Amelia Smith, Amy Maher, or Amelia Maher? Oh, we're so mean.
Oh, I know this because she's lovely, Amelia Maher.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
No, come through. You're too good at this game.
She is such a sweetheart, honestly. So, of course I had to remember that.
Wow, Emily Burns, I'm really impressed. I also can't stop saying your full name. But you're one of those people that you have to say full name for.
No, I appreciate that.
Okay, Emily Burns, let's go. In 2018, you thanked a magazine for giving you your first experience of opening a magazine and seeing yourself. Which magazine was this?
Come on now.
Do you want to guess it before I've even given you
come
the options?
Come on now.
Gay Times, Q Magazine, Mojo Magazine.
Big up Gay Times.
Big up Gay Times. We love
They're
Gay
so
Times.
Good.
and we love them supporting you.
So good.
We love to see it, Emily Burns.
We do love to see it, don't
now,
we?
Now, I don't want to stress you out. I'm starting the music again. You've got one more question, and this could mean you are the second ever person to get 5 out of 5 in Harriet's High Fives.
Okay. Is it hot? It's really hot in here.
It is hot, babe. It's hot with tension, if that's a thing.
Tension in the air.
Tension. We could cut it with a knife. In your interview with M Magazine,
oh God,
when asked why you first started writing music, what was the answer that you gave them? Was it, you've always had a passion for music, you love words, or you've always wanted to be a musician? Emily Burns, don't take this decision lightly, because it's very important that you get the right one, because you might get 5 out of 5.
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to get 5 out of 5. I don't actually
Shall I
know
repeat
this.
Them? Shall I repeat them?
Yeah, let's hear them once more.
You've always had a passion for music.
Mm.
You love words.
Mm.
You've always wanted to be a musician.
They're all true, so this is hard. But I think I said, such a nerd, I think I said I love words.
Emily Burns, 5 out of 5!
Yay!
Okay. I am gassed.
I'm so gassed.
Oh my gosh.
I've never won anything before.
Well, congratulations. You win 5 out of 5 of Harriet's High Fives.
Thank you so much. Is there a prize?
This. It's a high five.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Emily, stop stealing my heart. This is so exciting. I'm gassed. Well, well done.
Thank you. That's probably one of my proudest moments.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. Emily, thank you so much for coming in. Lovely to see you again, babe.
Likewise.
Good luck with the tours. All of the tours.
Thank you.
Say hi to Gabrielle for me.
I will.
I'm going to try and come to something and force my way into the guest list.
You don't need to force your way.
I might even buy a ticket, you know? That's deep.
Look, Harriet, I can hook you up.
Sick. Love my job. Emily, we're going to play Hello now. I'm probably going to get quite sad. But that's okay, because you're here with me to enjoy it.
Let's cry it out.
Let's cry together. This is Hello by the wonderful Emily Burns. Thanks, babes.
Thank you.
Do you know how many lies I've had to tell my friends? How many nights I've seen out to the end? Lost count of the times I've rewritten messages I'll never send. If you knew all the ways I tried to forget, all the days that I've wasted lying in my bed. If you knew that it breaks every little piece of me each time you leave. Maybe then maybe you wouldn't cool. Maybe then you just leave me alone. 'Cause I can't help but fall apart. Got me right back at the start. Funny how you always know when I'm about to let you go. You show up and say hello. And I wish that I could block you out. Cause I can't help but fall apart. Right back at the fucking start. Funny how you always know when I'm about to let you go. You show up and say, and I wish that I could block you out. But damn, you got your timing down. Funny how you always know when I'm about to let you go. You show up and say, ooh, ooh, ooh. I guess I kinda miss you so. I don't mind one more hello.
FUBAR Radio presents
Access All Areas.
We have our final guest in the studio with us now. Hi. Nadia Essex, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm carrying a lot of extra weight, so.
Are you still dating through pregnancy? I've heard a rumour that you are.
I mean, I'm single, of course. Some people are very opposed. They think that when you get pregnant, you all of a sudden, you are no longer woman. You don't exist. You are an incubator for this human. All of you, your mental health, everything about you becomes secondary. Mm. But you always have the opportunity to date. Yeah. If it's there.
I mean, yeah. I'm not, and I'm not pregnant, so.
Harriet Rose.
Outer Stellar Overdrive.
What's up, boys?
We've actually managed to get Raf off a train from Paris.
Straight from the Eurostar.
Tell me a bit about Outer Stellar Overdrive, the name. Where did that come from?
There was a bin, right, outside our rehearsal place, and we were just smoking one day, and we all looked, and on the bin was graffitied Outer Stellar Overdrive. And then the backstory was that the owner of the rehearsal, his mate, was like on LSD, came in.
Shut up.
Yeah, he came in like, morning, just like talking
came in and then just graffitied
And left.
On the bin.
Yeah.
And then sorry, we were just like, I did not expect that story to be so iconic.
Tuesday Takeover.
It's Crystal here, but it's not just me. I'm joined by my very special guest.
Special guest?
Ah!
You bitch!
My name is Baby Lame. We have a very special guest here. It is my RuPaul's Drag Race UK Season 1 sister, Vinegar Strokes.
Hello, you total slag. I was a total slag on the tour. I really was, yeah. Newcastle, thank you, Newcastle. There's not many hot black guys up north. So when I arrive, the grinder explodes, and I'm like, hello! Hello, Newcastle! But it's not my lips talking, it's my arsehole talking. Hello!
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
So
beautiful, beautiful song. It has just turned 5 p.m. We have the Balcony Boys in for a takeover. Yes. Oh, that was so sexy. How are we, boys?
Great, sexy. Thank you.
Living the dream. The last time that you two came in, we had a lol, right? So I thought we could start the show with a bit of a lol. Because the last time we came in, you told me that you guys do tongue twisters to warm up for your shows.
Oh my God, yes, we
do. So I've got a tongue twister for
no
everybody.
No one's ever told me that.
Now you know. You're gonna do. We're all going to do this very long tongue twister together. I thought
oh
we could
no. warm.
Let's.
Amazing.
We could warm up.
Oh God, why would you choose that one?
Well, why
this
not?
This could get R-rated very quickly.
Yeah, well, that's why I chose that one. Here you go,
thank you very much.
All right, so. For anyone that's listening and doesn't know what a tongue twister is,
yes.
It is what?
Well, it is a vocal warm-up.
Yep.
Using different vowels, different consonants, and you twirl your mouth around a little. You do a little dance.
And then it kind of warms up.
Warms it up. You're good to go.
And it twists your tongue, so there you go.
Twist it, mix it, reverse it.
Yep, that's it.
Exactly. How you feeling about this, boys? You're newbies to the Fubar studio, so how are you feeling?
Well, it's great to be here. I'm not so sure about the tongue twister. I'm not so well, let's give it a go.
I'm feeling particularly fantastic.
Okay.
Do you want to kick us off then?
Just like that, he volunteered.
Should we do it all at once, or should we do it like? Should we make everyone do it individually?
Let's have a competition.
Oh,
again.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Let's
all right.
Let's go.
Should we set a timer and see who can finish it first?
Oh my days.
That's so Dave.
Okay, so so we're gonna do the first two lines then maybe.
Yeah, okay, so the first one is four lines. So what I want is I'm gonna time each one of you.
Oh God.
You've got to remember your times though, because I'm not gonna remember them, so I'm gonna tell you them every time you do it. Okay, ready? Alright, you go first.
Now?
Four lines.
Oh, Jesus, sorry.
You've got 21 seconds to go. You've got 21 seconds to flow.
21 seconds before, you gotta go.
Right, here we go. One, two, three, hit it!
I'm not the pheasant plucker. I'm the pheasant plucker's mate. I'm only plucking pheasants because the pheasant plucker's late.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Okay, 5.96 seconds. Very, very good.
That's
all right.
That's a
so
record.
I do the next four lines.
Yeah, but remember 5.96. Do you want a pen? There's a pen right there. Write
right
it down.
On my hand.
All right. ready, steady, go.
I slip the sheet, I slip that, and on the slitted
Sorry.
Sheet, I
wait,
sit.
Wait,
one
stop.
Smart fellow.
Wait.
You're doing the wrong one.
It's the first one.
You're doing
I thought I was
no,
doing that
sorry,
one.
Sorry.
It's a competition.
This counts on the timing.
I want you to be a.
You see, do you like how focused I was there as well? I wasn't letting her stop. I was like, I'm getting through this.
Right, pheasant plucker. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go.
I am not the pheasant plucker. I am the pheasant plucker's mate. I am only plucking pheasants because the pheasant plucker's late.
You choked!
You're such a pheasant plucker, Dave.
Dave, I'm afraid you did less well. 6.33.
Sorry.
You're currently the lowest at this point. Write that down, 6.33.
Right, so I have to win this, because I am the singer. So
yeah, I know, and therefore...
This will be seriously embarrassing.
Yeah. You should bring shame on your household if you do not.
Ready?
Show yourself.
Steady.
Okay.
Go.
I am not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's mate. I'm only plucking pheasants because the pheasant plucker's late.
Oh! Jeez.
Yeah! Oh. Singer in the house, what?
Oh my God, 3 minutes and 90 seconds.
What a loser. God.
3 minutes.
How dare you? I mean, sorry, 3 seconds. 3 seconds. 3.9 seconds.
That is a world
oh my God,
world.
You're literally priming yourself so hard.
I was just warming up in my mind, yeah.
Write down 3 minutes 90. Have you got a pen?
Okay.
Here you go.
Pass the pen. All right, final. It's the final countdown.
Done.
Jamie did very well.
Yep.
So.
I'm feeling confident.
Okay, and go!
I'm not the pleasant fucker, I'm the pleasant. Ah, fuck!
You're all swearing, right. Jonathan.
Yes.
You can't on digital
he
radio.
Can swear.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I've right. been here before.
I'm going to give you one more chance.
Oh, wow, thank you.
One, two, three.
I'm not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's mate. I am only plucking pheasant because the pheasant plucker's mate.
That was good! 4.49.
Okay.
Ooh,
well,
I'll take silver.
Jamie, you must be really happy with yourself, mate.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. This has really made my day.
Good.
Thank
you should make your day. Well, guys, you can keep these for your next show and you can
That's very sweet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm amazing. Really impressed, by the way, that you managed to get a fucker in there.
Yeah.
Because all these very well-behaved boys didn't get a fucker in there, but you did.
My mum's listening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shout out to Emma.
Sorry, Emma. I'm really not that naughty in real life. I am obsessed with the new song, Girls.
Thank you so much.
Mostly because I also love kissing girls and boys.
Hey.
Whoever fancies a kiss,
yep.
I'm here for it.
Sweet.
But let's talk a little bit about the track. Firstly, I'm going to call you a boy band. Is that okay?
Please do.
Totally fine.
This is a very sort of smash hits 1997 type question, but what tips have you got out there for the people who want to learn how to kiss girls and boys well?
Mm.
Who's the best kisser in the band?
Dave.
Thank you.
Is it the fact that you've got a mustache?
Yes.
Dave?
No,
yeah, that's
I think so.
Is that what makes
it's very Marmite?
It tickles the senses. Yeah, ooh,
metaphorically,
lovely.
And
it's just that je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, yeah.
Muy bien. I like it. Okay, well then,
so smooth,
I'd love to have a tip from each of you of your best kissing techniques. A
lot of practice.
Oh, on nice. What? People or?
Well, if they have you, but
you sometimes catch him kissing his hand.
Oh, it's just the mirror, I suppose.
Mirror's a good place to start, honey.
Thank you. I put a picture of Matt Healy on it and just like,
ooh, go to town.
Give it a go.
All right.
Absolutely. Mm. I reckon he's a good kisser.
He must be.
No comment. Yeah.
Oh. So maybe it's not just a picture you've been kissing. All right, Dave, come on. Top tips from the king of kissing.
A lot of eye contact before, but not during.
Oh, is that guy?
No. Oh my God, Dave, I would totally agree with actually that being genuinely true.
Harry,
okay.
Eye contact during?
No, before,
not during. That would be super weird.
Intense eye contact before you kiss.
Dave's first date is going straight to the
eye
hotel.
Contact
as well.
During
we
would
found
be
that
the
out
best.
Yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dave?
Not to the room.
That's what it insinuated.
That's what you said.
Dave. That's what you're thinking, because that's what your
Fair.
Mind is
that's
like.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Come on, Jamie.
Jono, you go. You're a better kisser than me.
Wow, thank you.
Jamie.
First and foremost, oral hygiene, everybody. We should be flossing out there. You want to have the fresh breath. You
Lady
don't want to go
Lisa
in there with
agree
dog
with
breath,
you.
You know?
Yeah, you got to clean those teeth. Oh, that's
you know
a good
I mean?
Piece of advice. Jamie?
I guess, yeah, green extras are very good right before a kiss.
You
want to not use too much tongue. You want to...
But enough tongue.
Mm. Not too wet.
Ooh.
Yep.
He said it. I didn't. I'm going to make that into some sort of looping video. Not too wet. But actually, that was great advice. Thank you, guys. Let's talk a bit about the song. You two, it talks about girls, but it also talks about kissing guys, kissing whoever you want, however you want to feel. I really, as a queer person, loved the vibe and energy of that. But what made you guys put that in the song?
It's quite important to us that like everyone should feel comfortable to love who they want to love, mm-hmm. and feel free to just be themselves, kind of thing.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you've seen the video as well.
Yeah.
I guess we'll talk about that in a little bit.
I love it.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun making it.
Aesthetically, very pleasing, just in general, with the pink and everything. But also, equally, really enjoyed both the people in the video having a great time and enjoying themselves, mm-hmm. with all of you.
Mm.
I mean, you guys obviously had a good day filming that. But yeah, let's talk about the song first and then we'll go on to the
Sure. I mean...
We wrote it after a night out and the song is a very... It's like, it is a true story. Mm-hmm. And then there was a moment in this night where Jono and I kissed. But it was...
Oh my God, that's so hot.
And it just... and it just got us thinking and made us think just how, you know, it shouldn't be a question of whether it's right or wrong. And we just wanted to... get that through with the song. And
who's the bad kisser?
Well, after my description, probably me.
Whoa. Having kissed both of you, it's Jono.
There we go. Fight.
Plot twist.
I am aroused and also pleased about this information.
Nice.
It's great. No, it's lovely. It's a really kind of like... I guess people, we were talking today, because I've had a lot of queer artists on the show today, and we were talking about the fact that over the last few years we feel more like the industry is talking about things and people can talk about things in a more open way. But it's just lovely. What was the fan reaction to you guys releasing this?
I mean, it's been great. We had some people message us on Instagram and saying how much it meant to them that we'd written about this. And obviously it means a lot to us that people care and really get the message of the song. Mm.
But over the last year, things have really escalated for you since I saw you guys.
We are huge.
No, but it's like, honestly, they barely speak to me now, guys. Literally, before we came into the studio, there was not even any eye contact.
Just that, you're right.
Who is she?
Get her away.
You didn't even reply to our Instagram.
I know.
Oh, here we go.
Let's get that one out there.
The truth.
That's not my fault.
Why?
Because oh, I didn't see it.
Come on.
I didn't see it. Shut up, Ethan.
It's that scene.
All right, moving on.
Instagram doesn't lie.
No, it didn't say scene, did it?
I'm just joking.
Yeah, get out of here. Tell me about the video.
Yes.
I feel like you want to talk about it, Jono, so I want to hear it.
Sure. We worked with Regina Sapp. She directed
beautiful.
It for us.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. It's also the first video we've ever had choreography on. And there's something tricky about playing or singing whilst doing choreography, which was a really, really fun thing to get done.
Was that useful as well for live shows?
I mean, it might be.
Mm-hmm. We haven't tried it out yet.
Yeah.
But to be honest,
it wasn't that useful for the video.
To be honest, right, we rehearsed for like 5 hours the day before. Mm. And we were so good in rehearsal. And then we got to the actual day of shooting and it was terrible. So we cut most of the dancing
out. I thought it was good.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I personally was terrible. The other boys were amazing.
So you're not quite the dancer, are you, babes? Is that the problem?
No, he's a phenomenal dancer.
I'm a phenomenal dancer.
He's quite literally the only dancer.
Well, listen, I thought it was beautiful. It looked amazing. And I really I just feel like it was a real moment. I don't know why. It just really connected and the colours were beautiful.
Oh,
and I love
so
a good video. Without the visuals, I feel like it's difficult to connect as well to a song without that. So it's exciting. Also, it kind of works because it released around Valentine's Day and like you had all the love surrounding it.
Yep.
Beautiful. Beautiful vibes. And we've got a special takeover. This is your takeover.
Woo!
This is all about you guys. So tell me a little bit about what we've got coming up.
We have our friend Dylan, who's a phenomenal singer, coming up. And we got Jack Curley, who's also on our label we're signed to, Parlophone.
Woo.
And then we've got our dear friend Cara,
who's
a photographer.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And she's been on tour with us. Yeah. And she actually met her boyfriend via us, but we weren't there.
Oh.
We'll talk about that when she said.
Oh, I'm excited.
But these are seriously like some of the most talented people that we've met. So like it's just a privilege to have them on here and... we would love to maybe do a duet with one of these guys one day. And yeah.
Honestly, it's a privilege for me as well. They're all incredible. Like, I'm really excited to have these guys on and chat to them. So without further ado, I think we should do our first play of Girls.
Six.
Should we party?
Yes.
Party.
You guys should all just make out in the studio because that's a celebration, right? Too much? Okay.
Dreams, pick your friends in a fast car. You feel it, lonely, trying to rev me up. I just wanna kiss you.
Silly mistake. She came in.
I did.
She saw the tongue twist and she went, oh, have I got to read this? And I was like, didn't think about it, but yes, absolutely. Oh. So I've decided.
And what's that record? 3.9
seconds.
You only got to go down.
So, okay, wait, let me get my phone. I'm going
to
record. So, first four lines.
Right.
And I want you to try your very hardest not to make it sound like a swear word. Okay. That's a joke. Please make it sound like a swear word.
Okay. I can't promise anything.
Ready, steady, go.
I'm not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's mate. I'm only plucking pheasants because the pheasant plucker's late.
Yeah!
Did it.
Well played.
You smashed it, babes. Kara, you did lose, but in a 8 minutes and 42 seconds, which
it
I'll
sounded
write down
the
for
most
you.
Beautiful.
8
though.
Seconds and
Thank
42.
You.
Yes, it did. It was eloquent.
Excuse me?
It was eloquent.
Excuse me?
You suck.
So you toured with these reprobates last year because you're a photographer.
Lucky her.
I am indeed.
Tell me a little bit about how the tour was.
It was really good. It was honestly, it was one of the best bands I've ever worked with. They are paying me to say that.
I'll give you the 20 after the show, yeah?
20? Come on. 50 at least.
And a free hoodie.
Yeah.
We're not rich.
That's for Dylan.
So tell me a little bit about what you do. So you're a tour photographer, but you also take photos. You were also in the 1975's video.
I was.
Yeah.
My claim to fame, my 2 seconds on set.
Yeah, but it was a beautiful 2 seconds. How was that?
It was... So they're my favourite band, other than Balcony, obviously.
Excuse me. good.
And I applied with my boyfriend to go on it, and we thought, oh, we're probably not going to get it. And we just got back from Barcelona and had the email saying, you're going to be in the video. And we thought, no, it's got to be a joke. Surely we haven't got it. But 2 weeks later, on set of 1975.
Iconic.
Yeah, it was great.
It's out now on YouTube as well. It's the Me and You Together song.
We should have applied.
And that's how we met Cara. She was in our video for Pink Hair Green Eyes.
Yeah, true. So
she
I actually
was our
met. Yeah, so yep. I met these guys being in front of a camera. And so I've done sort of a bit of modelling in the past, but my kind of passion is photography. And I said, oh, guys, I do actually prefer being behind the camera. And just started sort of shooting their shows and then ended up touring with them for 4 months, maybe? All the summer. So
check out her Instagram.
Kara Keeley.
Plug it.
C-A-R-A.K-E-E-L-E-Y.
Right?
That's wrong.
Fuck.
I told you it was
Johnny. U-K-E-A-L-Y. It's on the Instagram.
Yeah. Jack, isn't it you that is a big fan of Matt Healy? Are you a bit jealous?
I'm happy for my friend.
Okay. Sounds a bit better than that. So what are you up to at the moment? Are you on tour with anyone? Are you busy? Are you taking photos, snapping everywhere?
Yeah, so I've just started a retainer at Golden Egg.
Wow.
Which is a new label owned by, do you know Jake Gosling, the producer?
Yeah.
So he came up with Golden Egg a few years ago, and I'm now doing photography and film for them, but still freelance bits and bobs, so they're totally chilled with me going off with you guys if you have shows and things. So
sick.
Well,
exciting. We were just talking about that. The Omira is coming up. Is it the 20th of May?
That's
is that
right.
Correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
God, I committed that to memory. That is quite weird. But very exciting, guys.
Very exciting.
We love Omira. Omira is a great venue. We played there like a few months ago before and stuff, and it's so cool everything they do there.
Headlining, taking it over though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kara, what kind of things, what does it take for a band? How do you snap that perfect shot? Like what tips would you give to any photographers listening?
I mean, it it comes quite easy with you guys because you all love the camera.
Wait, whatever do you mean?
What do you mean?
That's not true.
That's a really low-key way of saying you're up your own arse.
Like, you always pose ready, especially Jack. You always pose ready.
I really don't know what you guys mean. Like, that's just not cool. Webcam people.
You're getting absolutely mugged off today, mate. Listen, sorry, there's nothing wrong with a good pose. I think it's very important to know your pose because I still don't know, and I take so many photos with guests and with people every day and I still haven't got a clue what I'm doing. No clue.
This day and age, you've got to be camera ready 24/7.
Oh, okay, Jamie. Why don't you tell me how to get camera ready?
Well, I don't know how to do it. I'm still trying to figure it out. But
no,
ask
you
Jack.
Look gorgeous. Look at this picture. Come on, I'm showing one of the press shots of you guys and you look stunners.
Thanks.
I mean, stunners.
I mean,
gorgeous.
It's phenomenal.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of Photoshop.
It's a lot of makeup.
It's
not even my face.
Right, it's your guys' turn. I want to let you ask Cara some questions because I'm just taking over this interview, aren't I?
Cara, what's your favourite thing about me?
My favourite thing about... Actually...
A shocking question there from Jack.
I mean, he has great hair. But actually, so a funny story is I actually met my boyfriend because of Balcony.
Oh, I heard about this. Tell me more about this, please.
So I was working at an event where he was working. Hadn't met him at the time. And
Who is this mystery man?
A really beautiful man.
He's very gorgeous.
Camilla. He's a good looking guy.
I'm not going to lie, he's a very good looking
guy. He's very, very
cool.
Wow,
doesn't surprise me, hon. Doesn't surprise me.
And he's lovely. But I was talking to one of the other guys there, and he said, oh, what do you do? And I said, I work full time with a band called Balcony. And out of nowhere, this beautiful man just popped up saying, I know Balcony. And it turns out he knew Jack. Through Balcony.
I am going to start saying that at parties.
Yeah. It works.
I wouldn't advise it. Most of the time, you get kicked out.
We're banned from a lot of venues.
But Cupid's arrow struck this one in a million times.
Well, if it gives me any chance of getting a snog, then I'm going to try. You know, you've got to give. When you haven't got anything going for you, you've got to try. Balcony. I know Balcony. Anybody in here? I've got a Balcony also. So tell me what you're up to over the next few months. You're back. You're shooting all of this, like loads of different people, but you are allowed to sneak away with these boys.
She'll be shooting us at a mirror.
Exactly. Sure. Yes, absolutely. So I've just finished. So I directed my first music video.
Wow, girl!
Under a month ago.
Come on.
And it just got sent off today. So that basically has taken over my life for the last 3 weeks or so. Just kind of with my work, it's very last minute, so I'll have nothing planned for a week, and then suddenly the day before, oh, can you get to Manchester by tomorrow morning? So it's very kind of it's a very difficult lifestyle, but I really enjoy it. There's just no routine.
I think that's a really interesting point you've made there, because we talk a lot about mental health on the show, and just to touch on that, you know, when you live, because I have a similar style of job where it's like could be the day before you find out you're doing something massive and important that you have to prep for. And it's important to have those things in place to know where you're at and look after yourself. But you guys must know this as much as well, you know, being in a band. And obviously things escalating in that way. Things are changing. It's getting faster. It's getting more busy. How do you kind of tackle that? And that's a question for all of you guys.
I mean, my kind of one savior is working out. So that for me, I think if I didn't exercise, I would just have a breakdown every day. Because it's so stressful, because I'll have no work in, and then suddenly I'll have 3 jobs in a day, or I have to edit something super last minute with a really short deadline. But then with the kind of lows being quite low, the highs are just absolutely incredible. So I wouldn't change it for the world. And I think that's why I've stayed at it and just kind of pushing for my dream. So
great. That's a lovely answer.
It's a really interesting point though, like mental health in the music industry, because like our friend Stu that we just did the Lewis Capaldi tour with, plug.
Of course.
It's like he's a roadie and like works on the road with stuff, and he's set up a charity with his mate for like people that are roadies and stuff like that, go on the road with bands because they're not signed to labels. So if they do have mental health issues, they don't have the money behind them to sort of send them to rehab or anything.
100%.
They're setting up a charity for those, like the people that work with the musicians and stuff and have the same schedule, but not necessarily the same.
That is absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
I
hadn't
heard of that, and I think it's such an important thing.
Absolutely.
And really, I think there is a lot of people that are doing that for this, because I know I saw in my local pub... because I spend a lot of time there. They're putting together a bar industry and the drinking industry. Mm. They're putting together a mental health charity for, and they were raising money for that. I think that's fantastic.
It's long overdue.
Don't think about it.
You don't think about it at all.
But it's wonderful.
Yeah, he was explaining that to me, I'd never thought about it, but it is just such a wonderful thing to be doing.
It's awesome. Mm. Yeah. Right, let's play a little bit of music, I think, guys. What should we play?
The 1975 song, Cara, is it?
I did like it.
We put that on the playlist.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Everybody
after the show, go and watch the video and see the wonderful Cara starring. Babe, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries, thanks for having me.
And we'll see you at the Omira.
Yeah!
Kakini! Kakini!
Cara!
Thanks, man.
Our next guest, Jack Curley.
And that's his real name.
How are you, babes?
Yeah, I'm good, you know. Yeah, excited.
It's lovely to have you in the studio.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
You're from Manchester, right?
I am, yeah.
Singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
And you supported these idiots.
Why did you do that?
I know, I don't know why. Should have said no.
How was that then? It was end of Jan, right?
Yeah, it was good, you know. I enjoyed it because I'd not played in London for ages. And it was my first show back after being in the studio for months. So, yeah, it was great.
It was sick.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Do you kind of get to the point where you desperately need to kind of, be on stage after being in the studio for a while? Because they're such two vastly different environments.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, every musician will say that the best things is playing live, isn't it?
Completely. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
what you do as a kid and what you want to do, isn't it?
So
yeah, it was, yeah, it's mint, isn't it? Nice to be back on stage.
My next very important question is, who the hell is this Alice girl and where can we find her?
This question.
Alice.
Fuck is Alice?
We all know Jack.
What, can you swear? Yeah.
No, he's fuck just yeah. really naughty. So Alice is your latest tune and she sounds like a nasty piece of work if you ask me.
Oh, I hope she listens to this.
So Alice is a real.
Alice is a real person. She, we weren't like boyfriend and girlfriend, but I just had nothing to write a song about, so we wrote a song called Alice. It's a bit of a joke, really. Everyone seemed to like it. But
and is Alice just like, you're a dick for doing that?
She's
actually
asking for royalties.
Why not? Let's start a petition.
We're mates now. It was a bit rough at the start, but yeah, we laugh about it now.
It's a lol. But it's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's alright, isn't it? It's
fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah,
I feel like I'm excited by the fact that even you're not that bothered about it.
No, I know it's a good song. Like, yeah, I do like it. I do enjoy. I don't listen to it anymore, but I mean, I enjoy people's reactions to the song.
Guys, is that a thing about listening to? How much do you listen to your own music other than actually testing it for? I mean, here we go, Jack.
Do you want to go first? Every time I get the aux and the Uber, straight to Balcony Baby.
Yeah, good. Really? Get those streamings up.
Yeah, you know? Hell yeah.
Really?
No, I actually can't listen to it.
I'm not going to lie. I can't listen to it either.
But you're the singer, so that's a bad sign if you can't listen to it.
It's like, you know how some actors just can't watch themselves on screen? I feel like I'm the same with singing.
The sound of your own voice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or your mate's voice. I was making out with a girl once, and she was like, "Can we put on like a song of ours?" And I was like, "Yeah, I was listening."
Wait! A girl that you were making out with asked to put you on.
That's a lie for a start.
Was it?
There was no girl. All right, fine. The mirror said, "Can we put on?"
Matt Healy said,
"Can we put on?" Hey, but then Jack. It's like, I put it on, and I'm like, "That's Jamie's voice." Like, it's kind of freaking me out.
But also,
like,
was this a fan that slid into your DMs, Jack? Like, I'm sorry, but who is this girl? Did she slide into your DMs? And no tea, no shade, babe. You go for it. Alice.
It was Alice. Plot twist. Oh my god! Oh my god!
It's full circle.
Oh,
her name was Alice, and she was from Manchester. But
Alice, mate, she is living her best life.
Yeah, it won't surprise me.
Damn. Jack, what about you? Do you put Alice on when you got a new girl around?
Nah. When I released that song, I actually had a girlfriend, so that was a conversation. Yeah, she wasn't called Alice either. I was like, I released a song, it's called Alice. She was like, who the fuck is Alice?
It's like having a tattoo, I guess,
of a girl on your bum.
That was a conversation, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
A beautiful conversation, I'm sure. What are you up to at the moment? Are you in the studio? Are you making bangers?
Yeah, I got a song out at midnight.
Oh, what?
Oh, shit!
Yes, sir. Sex. What's it called?
Tiffany.
Wait for me. You know what I'm saying? Wait for me. It's called Wait for Me.
Wait for me.
Nice.
Out at midnight.
Yes, we will wait for
and
you.
And is there we will wait. But we're not waiting for Alice.
We will not wait for Alice.
Is it about Alice? Do you want it to wait for you?
Every song I write is about Alice. You're not here, like. No, it's not.
This is the problem that Lewis Capaldi, who you guys supported on tour, has with his ex-girlfriend who's now in Love Island, because everyone thinks that everything he's written about is about her now.
I'm in love with her, me off love.
She's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful.
My favourite.
I think it's every person's dream to be written about. And if it's as long as it's like not like she's a bitch song, it's like every girl's dream to be written
my
about.
My one and only dream is for Taylor Swift to write a song about me.
Oh, well, okay.
One day.
Specific.
Got aim high, bro.
It's for Tay-Tay Swift to write a song about me.
I really thought it was going to be Matt Healy, but okay, no worries.
Either or.
I mean, that's too high. I want to keep my dreams realistic.
Tell us a little bit about Wait. Is it Wait for Me?
Wait for Me, yeah.
What's it all about, other than waiting for me?
It's just like, I don't know, it's just about, I think, meeting someone. It's not about, my God, I can't talk. People taking chances on you, not like jumping to conclusions and just giving you chances and, you know, just, yeah, being nice to people, I guess.
That's a very, very good vibe, and especially right now, it's an important time to be nice to people, and we love that. That's a really good vibe.
Like, yeah, don't judge people off whatever. Just be nice to everybody. And
you've got to kind of give that moment to remember that everybody's got their own story, you know?
But the song's not a universal, it's not about everybody, it's about this, it sounds like it's about one specific person, but it's kind of got a bigger picture of everybody, really.
Nice. So when are you going to be next playing with these boys? That's what I want to know.
When are you going to ask me?
Why do you have to
Thanks
say
Thanks for
that?
Making it all questions.
That's what I'm literally here for. How did you guys meet?
Mutual Tinder.
We're the same label. We're label.
Label brothers.
Shouts out to Parlophone, baby.
Big up.
When you guys, that's exciting. And it must be nice to kind of have that as a like family vibe for you guys.
Yes.
So great. Everyone's really cool. So great there.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Big home. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Mm. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, thanks so much for coming through, Jack.
No, not worries at all.
Honestly, it's a bloody pleasure.
Is that my accent?
No. It was if I'm going to do your accent, I'll do it properly. I'm not going to.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not going to half-ass it.
No, that was
terrible. That was Jamie, just so everyone knows.
I think that's quite good.
No, that's still Glaswegian.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Too much time supporting Lewis Capaldi on tour.
This whole thing has turned completely bizarre. But I love it. We're going to play some of your music, but actually, I haven't got it on here. A little bit of Jack. Guys, can you come in and sort out some Jack's music on my playlist, please?
There's only one.
In the meantime, what's coming up for you, Jack? Can you plug anything for us?
Wait for me.
Anything else? Are you going on tour? Are you doing any shows?
May 20th, Omira.
Yeah, what?
We're playing Omira.
Oh,
May 20th.
Oh, yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
All right, Jack, get on stage. Just run on.
You'd be welcome.
Perfect. Yeah. Here we go. We're going to play Alice now. Remember, guys, it's actually not Alice's fault at all, is it, Jack? You can say that. It's not really her fault.
Yeah, it's not her fault. Yeah,
you can tell us, is it her fault?
Yeah. Both our faults, both fucked up anyway.
Oh. And on that note, this is Alice.
Oh, Alice, I can't continue this way. Oh, Alice, faking smiles since you've been away. Alice, tell me, what is his name? Oh, Alice, breaking hearts cause no one's the same. The night we broke, you told me I wasn't enough. I had to throw my memories on the shelf. You told me you didn't need any of me. So I took a plane just to help myself. Oh, Alice, I can't continue this way. Oh, Alice, faking smiles since you've been away. Alice, tell me, what is his name? Oh, Alice, breaking hearts cause no one's the same. I've changed my ways, I'm so different now. A second chance seems like it would work somehow. You told me you didn't need any of me. I'm asking you, please just hear me out. Oh, Alice, I can't continue this way. Oh, Alice, faking smiles since you've been away. Alice, tell me, what is his name? Oh, Alice, breaking hearts cause no one's the same. Trying not to let go, shadow in my echo. Trying not to let go, why can't this be simple? Oh, Alice, I can't continue this way. Oh, Alice, faking smiles since you've been away. Alice, tell me, what is his name? Oh, Alice, breaking hearts cause no one's the same.
What's up, guys? This is the Balcony Takeover. You just heard Jack Curley playing the song Alice, and we are in the studio with Dylan.
Welcome, Dylan. How are you, babes?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you all?
We are very well.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but everybody that comes into this room has to complete one task before they do their chat.
Oh, God.
Do you know what that is?
Oh God, no.
Jack, it's called a tongue twister. Jamie, tell her what a tongue twister is.
This is my nervous laugh.
You know what a tongue twister is.
I know what a tongue twister is, but I just... I'm not very good at them.
It's a vocalist warm-up.
Dylan, basically, that's even better.
I set the world record earlier today with 3 seconds.
3.9 seconds.
Can I not do it dramatically and like slow? I'd rather go out with style than go down in shame.
Okay.
Damn. What do we think?
All right,
that?
Silence for Dylan. Silence. I'm gonna record the time though, babe. So.
Oh my God.
Ready? All right. Steady. Go.
I am not the pheasant plucker. I'm the pheasant plucker's mate. I'm only plucking pheasants because the pheasant plucker's late.
Oh! Yeah! Got the crown!
Thank you. You still actually beat Kara.
Hey, let's not going shame
going up with style.
Kara said it more poetically.
Just a
more
fact.
Flavor.
Just a fact.
It's quite hard to not...
No, yeah. The whole point is you're meant to say fucker.
Ah, I see.
But you did very well at stopping yourself for doing that. Well done.
Again, Emma's listening.
Good old Emma.
Sorry, Mom.
I like the look of the second one. I feel like we should do that.
Oh, okay. What, you want Dylan to do it?
No, yeah, Jamie, I reckon you could do it faster. Let's go. Come on.
You do currently hold the record.
All right, should we do this?
I want to see. I didn't hear this. So.
Dylan versus right. Jamie.
Ooh. Wait, showdown.
Is it four lines again?
Okay. Hold tight.
Is it four lines?
Yes.
Let me see. I've lost my piece of paper.
I haven't even got my glasses on. This is impossible.
Okay,
hold
on.
It's two lines, isn't it?
So
I think it's just two lines.
All right.
Okay.
This is two lines.
La, 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 la.
I slit the sheet. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Good. I'm glad you all know where we are.
All right, who's okay. going? Jamie, right. Go on.
One, two, three, go.
I slit the sheet. I slit, and on the slitted sheet, I sit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
3.8 seconds. 3.8 seconds. Dylan. All right. How are you feeling, babe?
Under pressure.
Okay, great.
Are you ready?
3, 2, 1, go.
I slit the sheet. Oh fuck! On the fucking slitted sheet.
All right, that's yes, got, good. Come on. Yes. Come on.
Yes. So that one had style.
That was
comedy.
Style.
Comedy value.
That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank
babe.
You. Absolutely. I have a way with words.
You really do. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How do you know these boys? First off,
I don't. I wish I didn't.
We saw her on the street. She looked cool.
Yeah, just figured I want to be mates with them. I think we met at a Warner party, didn't we?
We DJ'd at one of your gigs.
Oh yeah,
that was it.
That was the first.
No, I think
bit.
We did meet at the Warner party.
We met after
no,
that.
No, we met you at the Warner party.
We met you at the Warner party.
Yeah, because you didn't show up, did you, Jamie? In fact, you were the only one that
cool
didn't
that.
Show up.
Oh,
in fact, no, that was when we all took that Polaroid and sent it to you, being like, "Hey, new member of Balcony, suck it."
You're just being mean because I beat you at tongue twisters.
Wait, just being mean because I'm about to replace you.
Which brings us to our next announcement. FUBAR Radio, are you ready?
Yeah, Balcony's about to get a female singer.
Well played.
Let's start at the beginning, babe, because you're only young, but yes. You're already smashing it in the music industry. Tell us a little bit about how it all started for you.
I was doing my A-levels.
I know, right?
A guy called, as you do.
Yeah.
And a guy called Will Hicks found me on a CD, who then decided that he
Grammy nominated
music.
Will Hicks.
Grammy
by the way.
Nominated Will Hicks.
Who's worked with the artists like Ed Sheeran and loads of amazing people. So a pretty big deal that
so
he
was,
approached
yeah.
you.
But it was terrifying, and at that point I still had stage fright and couldn't really sing properly.
And you were doing your A levels. I was just picking my
which
nose.
Which I failed. So let's hope this doesn't go wrong.
Amazing. Who needs school, eh?
But yeah, I worked with him for about a year, and then met my manager, and now it's just going
which is exciting.
I took these boys on the following count at one point.
Oh,
damn. And then, it lasted 24 hours.
Yeah, and then you guys went on tour with Lewis Capaldi and screaming.
I'm still getting more likes. It's fine.
Well, we were going to give you this hoodie, but now I don't know.
Right, wait, did you sign it, though?
Oh, do you want us to sign it?
You guys, I thought you were going
to... Does Dylan want us to sign a hoodie
like,
for that?
To Balcony's Girl.
Just for the people
we've
on...
We've got an ingoing joke now.
To Balcony's Girl.
To Balcony's Girl. Yeah. They're
is,
my boys.
This is so intense.
Yeah,
this,
no, I
we're
know.
Shamelessly self-plugging because we do think she's going to be huge. So here you go.
Thank you
wear
so
this
much.
On stage.
I will.
My next gig. So what you're trying to say is you're not giving it to her in a nice way. You just want to plug
oh, no, we're shameless. We want that on stage.
Promote the hell out of that.
I've been waiting for this for a really long time.
And for the listeners, you can get your hoodie on our merch store, which is live now.
Very important. This is your takeover, boys. You need to plug away.
We also have t-shirts, badges, yeah. and
stickers and pins, which you can come get at. Oh, who are we supporting next week?
Are you allowed
Tones
to say?
And I,
yeah, we are absolutely. Yeah, it's already out there. Tones and I were supporting.
Oh, sick!
Yeah.
Dancing, boom! Dancing.
Yeah, exactly.
Sick,
yeah,
sick. Good times, and then you got the Omira coming up on 20th.
That's right. Yep. Yeah.
Dylan. Tell us a little bit about Sour Milk. We're going to be playing it in a minute.
Oh, Sour Milk. Wrote this when I was 18, maybe?
Yeah.
I think. After I left school at this point. It's just all about being incapable of having a relationship because I'm just a bit awkward with the whole feelings thing. You know?
I mean, it's a tough one, hun.
I mean, when you're with someone, it's like, oh, this is kind of grim. And then as soon as they leave, I don't know, like
you guys.
But as soon as they leave, right, you're like, oh, damn it, come back. Because, you know.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like, when you start dating someone, you do that thing of like, if they like you, you're like, hate you, never liked you anyway. And then they leave and you're like, but oh, I'm in love with
we
you.
We got the idea because, you know, when you want a cup of tea and you're at home and you go into the fridge.
The worst.
If the milk's off, you want the tea more. And you're like, for fuck's sake, why didn't I buy milk, right? Same with guys for me. It's just like,
why didn't you buy a man?
And that's the moral of the story from
don't
Dylan.
Buy men.
Man of disposable
shit, the
people.
Secret's out.
No, do buy men, because then you have a man.
How do you buy a man?
There's websites for that.
Ask Jack.
We'll tell you after the show.
Yeah, I feel like this is going in a direction that is quite dangerous. I'm here for it.
Stop now.
And what are you working on at the moment, baby? You back in the studio?
We've basically finished the next EP.
Exciting.
Which is coming very shortly.
What's it called?
Plug. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Should I just tell it
just
anyway?
Say it. Okay.
So the next EP is called Red.
Exclusive!
You've got a colour.
That's my favourite.
I'm going to get emails from my manager. What did you do?
It's the colour of passion.
But it's also the colour of anger. And as I said, with the whole like not being able to cope with feelings thing, it makes a lot of sense in my brain.
Or is it like being left on red? Because that's what I thought.
Whoa! No. I leave other boys on red, darling.
But that's why
you're seeing red.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just like the rest of me piss off now.
It's a move on from your older aesthetic of purple, no?
Yeah, I did. What? Oh my god,
that's what I was going to.
Super fan.
The many
super
shades.
Fan.
That was what I was going to say. Is it a colours theme? Is that going to be the themes? Is it going to be like Adele with the 19, 21, 20?
Mm. Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Ooh.
You're going to have to get to the point where you're like,
you're going to have to copyright that.
Taupe. And like, mauve.
God, that's
you'll never run out
point.
Of colours though, hon. I can guarantee you
exactly.
That.
Yeah. Although, might run out of songs to write two colour themes.
Well, listen.
But we'll see not at that point yet. We'll worry about that bridge when we cross it.
So is that going to be a this year thing? Or is it?
Oh yeah, very, very soon.
Ooh.
Very soon.
Is it almost wrapped up?
Oh, very, very close to being wrapped up. Yes.
Very exciting.
Nice.
Imagine if that it was midnight as well. Jack Curley is announcing his. And
oh my god.
Is it midnight?
No.
Wait, I would be so excited right
did
now.
Did he just announce that?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a new single coming out at midnight.
He's like, I don't know if I'm allowed to sing.
literally so many things getting announced on the show. This is like the show of exclusives.
Balcony ruins everything for people.
Just
we're sorry about
they
that.
They come for your secrets.
Where are your secrets? Reveal them!
Now, Jack, you've been very good at plugging everybody's socials. So can you plug Dylan's socials for me, please?
I actually don't know it. What is it? Like? I am Dylan Official.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that it? I mean, is that it? I don't know.
Thanks,
is that it?
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, is it? I don't know.
Do we follow you on Instagram?
I don't stalk you every day, I swear. What's Dylan's followers on? Oh my god, she's catching up. No.
Oh my god.
The beef is real.
We text about that.
Oh no, there's a lot of
intense.
I mean, this is us being restrained.
Whoa. I'm into it. I'm here. I'm just a voyeur at this point, enjoying myself over here. Loving life.
It is I Am Dylan official. I just had to like double check that.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Johnny.
And you're welcome.
Dylan, have you got any gigs coming up?
Yeah. Oh, well, not till April.
That's great. April's like 2 seconds away.
But April is then it's all kicking off rather.
Oh.
Which is very exciting.
Where is it?
What does that mean?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything.
Oh,
say
it.
God, I'm really
hoping let's not get her in trouble.
Say it.
But there's a couple of very, very big ones that I was not expecting to get. That
are these supports or are these you?
One of them's a certain festival.
Ooh.
And the other one is a support, which is like
I'm
going to
guess.
Wait.
You know, now she's just showing off and annoying
well,
everyone.
Don't guess, because if you guess and my face does something weird... then I'm going
to
get shot.
I wanted to guess.
Glastonbury and she's supporting Fleetwood Mac.
No, Lewis Capaldi just to mug you guys off.
Oh my God.
All right.
Don't worry, you guys will be supporting me one day.
I hope so. Please have us.
That'd be an honor.
Remember the hoodie.
Well, thank you so much for coming through, babe. It sounds like an incredibly exciting year. Like you've achieved so much at such a young age, but it's wonderful to have you in and hear all about what's going on.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to finding out that I'm absolutely correct about my guesses as well. is there any, by the way, while we're all in here, is there any artists that you guys are loving right now that you want to plug? Because I kind of like that, like, because everyone's working. Obviously, you guys have literally bought the artists in that you want to plug. But Dylan, what about you? Is there any other artists that you're working with or that you know that you want to give a shout out to?
I mean, there's this guy called Oscar Welsh, who's a Suffolk boy.
Oh.
Who actually is sick.
Yeah.
And he's I think he's a couple of years younger than me.
What kind of music is it?
It's sort of Glass Animals.
Oh, nice.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. Mm. And then there's a band in Manchester called Bunk Bed, who you guys should check out too. Mm.
Sick.
Really, really sick.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, babe.
Yeah.
We're going to have some sour milk now. Not literally.
Yeah.
We're gonna enjoy your piece of music, sour milk.
Thank you.
Dylan, can you intro it for us, babe?
All right. This is Sour Milk by Dylan.
Of love is sour and sweet.
When we started, just me on you, breathless in the night. You
Drop There by Dylan.
Damn.
So good.
So good.
What a tune.
Very good.
Guys, Balcony Takeover, how's it been?
Really amazing. Nice.
Horrible.
Horrible. I've hated every second of this.
I've been really impressed and also honoured that you've brought such wonderful people into the studio. We had Cara Keeley,
woo!
Jack Curley, and of course the lovely Dylan, who's just left the studio. But they're all waiting outside for you to go for drinks with them, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Lads, lads, lads. So, but we haven't actually touched on this, but you did support Lewis Capaldi.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who? It's just this guy. Scottish, I think.
Yeah. No, it doesn't ring a bell.
More like, who is Capaldi? Am I right, everybody?
Take a laugh.
Good one.
Thank you.
Take a bow.
So tell me, what was the most important thing you learned from Lewis Capaldi?
Drinking buckfast. No, he's just really hardworking and so nice and really humble and really just fucking kind to everyone and nice and it's good vibes. All his team and everyone he worked with was so nice and amazing.
He doesn't take anything seriously either. It's just fun. So yeah.
And he has a real family dynamic amongst him and his crew, which was really nice to be a part of as well, because we got to bond with all of them basically. Mm-hmm. And even on night one, he made an effort to come to our dressing room just to introduce himself and say hello.
He's so fucking humble.
Yeah. I think that he's just that person, don't you? You can
exactly,
see
exactly. Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
so well, real.
Yeah. That was something honestly, that was really refreshing about meeting him, is that you didn't feel like there was any sort of switch flicked. It was always just him.
And we got to party with them afterward every night as well, and they were all super receptive, super chatty to us and everything. It was really
the
really
whole
nice.
Band, the whole team. It was just a good atmosphere to be around.
And yeah,
that's definitely
Lewis and I are really good friends though. We're best mates.
Oh yeah. Mate,
yeah, we
I
had
wish that
night.
Was true.
Wait,
I'm only joking, Jamie. I know it's true.
You should have seen the tweets.
You need to start teaching him some tongue twisters though.
Oh my god, that could be my in.
That could be your in. It is going to be your in.
Take the sheet.
Right, we're going in a second, guys. But you're going to tell us something very exciting that's coming very soon, right?
Yes.
A new song is
new songs.
Coming.
We've got many
five,
new songs.
Five
yes.
new songs.
Yes.
Oh, and you need to give us a little, because I've got to quickly bring up your song. So say whatever you want to say for the last 30 seconds of the show.
Well, we have five new songs, but the next one that's coming is called He Don't Trust Me.
Mm-hmm.
May 20th, we're playing Omira.
Yep.
Our tag on Instagram, Facebook, everything is at Balcony the Band.
We're also opening for Tones and I next week. Two dates, the 28th and the 29th.
That is going to be crazy. Yeah.
Both of them are sold out, so that'll
of course they are.
Madness.
Of
yeah.
course they
She's
are.
Also Australian, which is super awesome for me.
Yeah.
You can just connect and all the Aussie things that you can talk about.
Also, looking back to the songs, we've got some other ones coming out that we've been playing in the live show that people keep asking for, so keep your eyes peeled for those because they are being released very soon.
Ooh.
Mainly just buy tickets to our gig tomorrow morning, May 20th.
10 a.m.
Just buy tickets, people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very proud of you guys. You've smashed this takeover. Thank you so much for bringing all
thank
these
you.
Thank you for having
it's
us.
It's been
thank
amazing.
You so
thank you so
much. We love you.
We love you too. We love Fubar.
We love Fubar.
Balcony loves Fubar.
Balcony loves Fubar. Have us back every day. Fubar. Honestly, I'm addicted to this situation. Can we just do it every day?
Yes, we can.
Is it all right if we swing by tomorrow?
Yes, please.
Okay, we'll see.
Do you know what we also love? Girls.
Oh!
Boys.
Touch you, feel it, blown and trying to rev me up.